I want you to think about if you went out today and had a terrible accident and you broke your thigh bone. I mean, it's ugly. It's a traumatic break. It's bone end sticking out. There's dirt in the wound. It's terrible. And you go to the hospital and the emergency staff says to you, "Hey, great news. One of our greatest orthopedic surgeons are on staff today and they're going to take a look at you." And he comes in and he works on your leg and he says, "Okay, the good news is that I can fix this. It's really, really bad. One of the worst I've seen, but I can fix this. Better news is you're going to walk, and that's great. I can get you to walk. But you know, the bad news is, and don't get disappointed, this was a really bad break. You're going to limp. 90% of my patients like this limp. I don't want you to get your hopes up. You're probably going to walk with a limp." Now, in a parallel universe, the exact same circumstances and scenarios happen to you. Terrible leg break, bone end sticking out, dirt in, terrible, terrible broken leg. You go to the emergency room. They say, "Hey, one of our best orthopedic surgeons is on staff today." He comes in. He looks at you and he says, "Hey, good news. I can fix this. Better news is you're going to be able to walk. And the greatest news is that you're going to walk fine. Now, it's going to take rehab, and I'm not going to kid you. Rehab is going to be hard, but you're going to walk fine. 90% of my patients will have the ability. This is going to work. You're going to walk fine." Now, in those two worlds, and if you want to argue and dispute this, I've got study after study that backs this up. If you went to the doctor who said you were going to limp, in fact, 90% of his patients do limp. And if you went to the doctor who said you were going to walk fine, you just have to go through rehab. 90% of his patients do walk fine. Now, the 10% of the great walkers from the limping doctor said, "Screw that, I'm not going to limp." And they figured out how to walk fine, and all the doctor can say, "It's a miracle." With the 10% of the walk fine doctor, 10% of his patients do limp, but it's because they didn't do the rehab, or they got tired in the process, or somehow they sabotaged themselves. But 90%, when told, "You'll walk fine," they walked fine. 90%, when told, "You will limp," they limped. The metaphor gets even trippier and better when you consider the innate wisdom that's in the body and how the body heals itself. It doesn't look at that leg break and go, "Well, gee, I had a weak spot in the bone. I'm just going to put enough calcium back there to make the leg bone whole again." It goes, "Holy smokes, we have a break. It's a big break. I've got to put more calcium, more healing matrix, more immune system in there. We got to really build this bone up so it doesn't happen again." And in fact, now the very spot in that bone that was broken is not only the strongest part of that bone, it's in fact stronger than the good leg. So not only are you not a limper, the leg that was broken is a more powerful leg. But think about this. How many of you have experienced an emotional trauma, a mental trauma, or experienced something that happened to you where your heart was broken or your psychology was broken and somebody said to you, "Hey, good news, you're going to be okay. Good news, you can be normal. Bad news is you're just going to walk with a limp." And you proceeded to limp mentally, emotionally. And again, it's 20 years, 30 years later, and you're listening to this audiobook. And I'm going to tell you that the very thing that broke your heart, the very thing that traumatized you, when you look at the true nature of it, it's now the strongest part of you. You just have to know how to frame it that way, choose to experience it that way. Possibly you might have to or want to go back and do the rehab that way. And that's what's really great about this metaphor in reality versus a leg that's a limp. Sometimes those muscles are so atrophied that it's hard to get the leg back to normal. But how fast can your mind heal? So when you begin your mental, emotional, neural rehab, how fast can it go? Because you're going to be putting in a different script. You're going to be putting in a different movie to play. You're going to change the blueprint. You're going to blueprint yourself as, I have a more powerful heart now. I have a more powerful magical psychology now. I am an incredible being now for the very reason that this trauma hurt me, that my healing processes made me that much stronger, that much greater. And this presages the new you. And so when the old you approaches your trauma, sometimes it's really hard. I get that. But again, the problem for most of you is you're not looking for the strength in the trauma. All you're experiencing is the fact that you're broken and someone told you you're a limper. When you begin to ask a different set of questions to yourself, how did this trauma benefit me? What is the true strength that I have? And again, and I know I say and again a lot, but I use again because you know a lot of what I'm teaching you here. It's just in a different context with a different meaning, and you forgot it when the doctor looked at your leg and said you will limp. So people can say, well, when I got fired at that time, it was terrible. I might even lost my house, but it turned out to be the best thing that happened to me because something great came out of it. Or they say, I had this challenge and this problem, and something great came out of it. It's time to really challenge the old you. You know that this works, and it's already worked for many of you. The challenge is, if you experience a trauma that you're actually limping with because someone told you there's nothing great happening, you're a child of divorce, you're a child of alcoholic parents, you're a child of the latest disorder du jour. You have the gene. You have a disorder. And they want to medicate you and tell you that you're a limper and they're professionals. What the heck are you supposed to do? You don't want to be on meds, or you don't want to limp, or you don't want to have this, but there's not another cookbook. There's not another strategy available. And to let go and release the old you facts. And if you have a little rehab to do it, much of what we teach has rehabilitative exercises embedded in it. And when you consistently play the new movie with a new script, that in great part is the new rehab exercise. And that's the power of the mind and the power of your potentiality. You become this incredible being who, yes, you had the trauma, but you're stronger as a result. So now you are no longer a victim of your trauma or a victim of your challenge. You're stronger for the fact of it. When I think back to my military days, it's pretty common for anybody in a tough, stressful experience to remember the good times, to remember what was funny, to laugh at what we enjoyed. Oh, if I really wanted to focus on it, I can think about what was hard. I can think about the devastating, difficult times, but I like to remember the fun. I like to remember, and we still laugh to this day, remembering what was great about those experiences. This is already embedded in you, the desire to take trauma and turn it into joy and turn it into goodness. It's just that you couldn't figure out how to do it then. And every time since then you've tried to do it, some professional has told you, no, you're going to limp. And you're going to take these exercises. And what you're going to do is you're going to look at the trauma points in your life, and you're going to look at what is greater, stronger, better, even more powerful about you. And you're going to celebrate the fact, not that the trauma happened, although you're going to really have to celebrate the traumas at some point in time in order to celebrate the strength that it gave you. And now everything begins to shift from that point. Now go break a leg. Do your exercises now and come back ready for more greatness for you.